Welcome to the Safety Culture Excellence Podcast, brought to you by ProAct Safety, the experts in achieving excellence in safety leadership, performance, and culture. And now your host, John M. Galloway.
Is behavior-based safety dead? I have been asked several times by recent clients if BBS, behavior-based safety, is pretty well a thing of the past. The answer is threefold. For some organizations, it has been dead for years. For others, it is on life support, and for others, it has just begun. There are two critical factors that impact the viability of a BBS process in an organization or at a site. One is the maturity of traditional safety at the time of implementing BBS, and the other is the methodology of BBS that is used. Like many safety initiatives, BBS can take you from one level of safety performance to the next. If you are not at the right level to begin with, BBS tends to fail. If you are already past the top potential level, BBS is a redundant waste of resources. The methodology is also critical. There are many approaches to BBS, and most are not adaptable to your culture. If you try to make your culture fit a specific approach, you will have limited or no success. If you can make the approach fit your culture, the chances for early successes and long-term sustainability are both enhanced. Existing BBS processes that are barely alive can also be revived by modifying them to fit the culture. If you are considering whether or not starting or reviving a BBS process will help your safety performance, ask yourself what help you need and what is the best way to get it.
As trusted advisors to those on the path toward safety excellence, we firmly believe the approach taken must be collaboratively defined and customized to the culture and unique realities of the individual business. We look forward to working with you on your strategy, leadership, culture, and behavior-based safety improvement efforts. Visit us at proactsafety.com.